Good morning. A northwest breeze persisted all night long, affecting our weather overnight. Skies were clear and temperatures dropped back down again. However, with the wind stirring up the air and the lowest levels of the atmosphere, readings did not drop as much overnight as last night. However, we do have a wind chill this morning, and while many places are slightly above zero, wind chill values are about 0 to 15 below. We will have some sunshine to start the day. However, a weak weather disturbance is now working its way through the Midwest. It'll take more of a southern track through the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic. We'll be on the northern fringe of some light snow as clouds thicken late this afternoon and during the evening hours, and the snow could dust the ground up to an inch in some places, mainly across the Catskills and the higher terrain east of the Hudson River Valley, while other locations just get a little light dust toward the early part of the evening. Overnight tonight, it'll dry out and temperatures will drop back down into the single digits, but in most places remain above zero. Tomorrow will start out with some clouds, but as that system moves away, we'll have increasing sunshine during the day, a notch or two higher, with highs averaging in the lower 20s. More sunshine with high pressure on Sunday, still very cold though, with highs in the lower 20s. Early next week, temperatures will modify even more with highs around 30. Any sunshine on Monday, though, will give way to increasing clouds in advance of the next system, which could bring us some light snow late in the day. Temperatures will warm overnight Monday night and into the day on Tuesday, which should reach the lower 40s. So we'll have a mixed variety of precipitation as that system continues to move through, and it looks like perhaps some sleet or freezing rain on Tuesday morning, giving way to plain rain showers. Another system could approach by the middle or latter stages of next week with some snow or mixed precipitation. We'll keep an eye on that as temperatures hover in the 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories and freezing rain advisories are in effect as snowfall will spread across the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic today. Snow accumulations of about 1 to 4 inches are forecast, but higher elevations in West Virginia could see up to 10 inches of snow. Winter storm warnings are in effect in these locations. Farther south, freezing rain is likely for portions of the Tennessee Valley and the Carolinas. In these locations, ice could accumulate up to a quarter of an inch, creating hazardous travel. Downed tree limbs and power lines are also possible. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Tottori Airport in Japan at 10:21 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. The last report of hail was at Kushiro Airport, also in Japan, at 1:46 a.m. this morning. At Mount Washington, 120 miles visibility under mostly clear skies and 11 below zero, with a northwest wind at 77 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 38 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 4 above zero, the dew point 6 below, 63% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, creating a wind chill of 9 below, and the barometer at 30.40 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Alice, Texas, to a low of 42 below zero at Embarrass, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds with light snow showers this afternoon in the mid-20s, Boston sun, then increasing clouds in the lower 20s, and in Buffalo, light snow with highs right around 20 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 15 degrees, the low 4 below. The average temperature, 6 degrees, which is 16 degrees below normal. No snowfall yesterday, 3.8 inches for the month, that's 10.1 inches below normal, and 17.2 inches for the season, and that's 13.2 inches below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 61, set in 1938, and the record low, 12 below zero in 1963. Sunrise this morning, 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5 p.m. 9 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs about 10 to 15. Mostly cloudy with a little light snow tonight. A dusting possible, 0 to 10 above, but as low as 5 below in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with a little light snow later on into the evening. High temperatures right around 20. Mostly cloudy with a little light snow tonight, a dusting up to an inch possible with lows near 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with high temperatures in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy with a little light snow tonight, a dusting possible 0 to 10 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to clouds today with some light snow possible later this afternoon and highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy with more light snow showers tonight, a dusting up to an inch possible with lows in the single digits above zero. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds this afternoon with a chance for some light snow late in the day, highs in the upper teens. Mostly cloudy with a little light snow tonight, maybe a dusting around with lows 0 to 10 above. Region-wide for tomorrow, clouds giving way to increasing sunshine, lower 20s, mostly sunny, lower 20s on Sunday. Increasing clouds Monday with some light snow possible late in the afternoon, around 30. Mixed precipitation, perhaps some freezing rain, changing to just plain rain on Tuesday in the lower 40s. A chance of rain or snow showers Wednesday, and a chance for snow on Thursday with highs both days in the 30s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.